Billock, B-I-L-L-Y, Baylock, B-A-Y-L-O-C-K, 5567. Today is 5/21/25. Today is 5/21/25. This is a 66-year-old gentleman from Oak Cliff, Texas. That's O-A-K-C-L-I-F-F, Texas. Moved to Houston 8-9 years ago, as best as he can remember. But he's not in a group home. He's single. He's confused. Mr. Oliver, the caretaker, tells me that he has no children. He has an extensive history of smoking and drug use in the past. No, alcohol use in the past, period. Any paragraph? He's lost tremendous amount of weight, at least 20 pounds. Mr. Palmer tells me that just a few months ago he was wearing a size medium adult pull-ups, but now a size medium swallows him up because of his weight loss, period. Any paragraph? He also has symptoms of dysuria and frequent urination dysuria associated with pain, increased confusion, which could be a sign of urinary tract infection. This was discussed with Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, the nurse from Oasis Hospice, and they're going to start him on macrodatin, 100 milligram twice a day, period. His confusion is definitely worse. He's no longer able to care for himself. He's total ADL dependent. If you give him a toothache, he tries to eat the toothache. He tears up the bed at night. He has behavioral issues because of his confusion. He's oriented to person from time to time, but most of the time he's not oriented to person, place, or time, period. Any paragraph? Surgical history, not clear. Medical problems? Alzheimer, dementia. COPD, hypertension, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, atherosclerotic heart disease, and DJD. Allergy, none. Review of system, weight loss, ADL dependency, incontinent of bowel and bladder, symptoms of urinary tract infection, very thin, very weak, no longer able to ambulate without help, ADL dependence. Not eating like 20, eating most likely 20-30% of his meals, severe sundowner syndrome, severe behavioral issues. Vital signs, 99 over 64, 97.7, 140 over 102. Heart, positive 1, positive 2, with ectopics. Lungs, bronchitis, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with anesthesia, neurological, non-focal. Assessment here, we have a 66-year-old gentleman with Alzheimer dementia, comorbidities, as was mentioned above, period. He has a MAC of 26 because of a significant weight loss. He now has to wear an adult diaper size small and sometimes extra small because size medium is too big for him and no longer able to handle that, period. The paragraph, his KPS score is 40%. He has bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependency, as was mentioned, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition, cachexia, weight loss decreased, and increased confusion. He's no longer oriented to person, place, or time. Patient refusing medication from time to time. Mr. Palmer tells me that he did take his medication, but recently, hence the reason for increased blood pressure at this time. Overall prognosis is poor given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to get his medication list, make a medication list for him real quick. Well, leave the medication list blank, and I'll call back, and we can add that in just a minute. Thank you. Thank you for waiting. His medication list includes... But first of all, his last name is BLAYLOCK. Ciprofloxacin, he just finished a course of that for urinary tract infection, 500 twice a day. Seroquel, 50 milligram, one at nighttime. Then PALIPERIDONE, Invega, in parentheses, 6 milligram once a day. Oh, the Seroquel is 200 milligram by mouth at nighttime, sorry. Abilify 5 milligram once a day. Abilify 5 milligram once a day. Cymbalta 60 milligram once a day. Imodium 2 milligram PRN for diarrhea. Also, come back to assessment. Patient is not receiving any blood pressure medication at this time. Increased blood pressure could be related to his urinary tract infection as well as his dementia and his activity level, which definitely causes his blood pressure to elevate. We're going to have Mr. Palmer check his blood pressure on a regular basis and report to the nurse whether or not to see whether or not he needs blood pressure medications. Thank you.